To precede the forum annual session where civil societies could gather and put together their position for the forum leaders' consideration. And I would like to also particularly welcome the Secretary General. We know how tight his schedule is. Thank you, Mr. Irwin, for being with us, and also his staff for making it possible. And we also like to thank the members of the media for being present. I would just like to state that our order program is a very brief one. We will have Mrs. Jackson on behalf, who is also the chairperson of the drafting team, who will be presenting on behalf of the delegates our final position paper, and she will give a summary, an overall summary of what is contained in the paper. I'd like to also state that a written executive summary is currently making its way down to Indore Stadium, and it will be here in a few minutes' time, and especially we know that the members of the press would be very interested on this written executive summary statement that will be made available as soon as it is it arrives. And without much further ado, I would like to now ask Mrs. Jackson if she could take us through the first presentation of our official statement.
Containing this bag, it goes with the bag. This one. That's for the media.
Why don't you all put your hands together and give a good clap for getting this far after all the hard work that we had gone into. I am High Chief Vasile Ifiti Moilani Jackson from Samoa, and I am so honored and very humbled to represent the Civil Society Forum of the Pacific, to present to Mr. Irwin, who is the Secretariat of the Pacific Forum, the deliberations or our statement that we've worked very hard upon for the last 4 days, that we do believe that this is the voice of the people of the Pacific, not only the ones who are living in town, but right down to the grassroots level. Mr. Irwin, first of all, on behalf of the civil society and everyone who is sitting in front of you now and those who had already left, we would like to express how much we would like to congratulate you and your office for all the hard work that you had gone into preparing the Pacific Plan. Also, in our position as civil society, which we believe that we had come a long, long way to be accepted and to be noticed by the authority, especially the decision makers. We are so fortunate at this stage, looking back at how many days we have been looked upon as radicals or the troublemakers at every level of the society. We now come to the position of speaking on behalf of the civil society to plead with you, who is the voice. What's wrong with this mic? It's really annoying. As the voice or our link to the leaders of the Pacific, to say that the Pacific Plan is here and it will be the working tool for the leaders of the Pacific. Therefore, we feel it is our right to represent our people in the Pacific, to give you our views, which we feel it is our right to be part of this Pacific plan, that we feel that we have been isolated in many ways when we should have been part of the Pacific plan. We have to look back during the colonial time right up to now. We had come through a lot of heavy seas and a lot of human destruction to our environment and to our people. That we are now working very hard to clean the mess, because we were never accommodated and our elders were never accommodated at the decision making level. Therefore, we would like you to give it to our leaders that please from now on we would like to be part of any decision making, especially the Pacific Plan and its implementation. We would like to support our leaders in the implementation and to see that the Pacific Plan is successful. But please slow down. Please look into all the angles of our Pacific Plan to make sure that we are not repeating the same mistake that was made by the colonial powers and by our leaders for not accommodating all the areas and all the perspective which impacted the life of the people in the Pacific. In our statement, you will see all the areas that we have presented in our APIA segment. I think some of them had never been looked upon. It covers gender issues, security, good governance, not only good governance nationally, regionally, but we appeal and we plead with the Pacific Forum to look into some of the countries which are still bonded by poor governance or by, they are still not independent, that their bondage must be free. We feel that the Pacific is still a free nation and is still a peaceful nation, that this message should be put through, and we can only be part of a peaceful and safe and secure nation if everyone at all levels are accommodated, their views are accommodated in any decision making as well as the implementation, like in the Pacific Plan. And furthermore, I am quite sure if you go through, we have tried to cut it down as much as possible. And if you look at trade, we would also like to protect our, indigenous crafts that are now in some of the trade issues. We are not being protected because we were never being part of this specific plan. The protection of our youth should be addressed, as well as the protection of the women. The gender issues are being excluded in a lot of the issues of the Pacific Plan. That these are some of the areas that we really appeal that your office and yourself will be able to link it to our leaders of the Pacific. And we really appeal that from now on, we ask our leaders to please not isolate the civil society from any decision making. We are ready and we are here to be part of this. And we also ask that all the Pacific countries which are still not independent to be given, their observation or their interim status, as well as in future they will become free and independent countries of the Pacific. I think there is more that I just got up from bed 15 minutes ago, but I'm sure it is all included in our plan, that we ask God to bless our friend here, Joshua, with it, give you the strength and the courage so that our statement will be presented in full to our Pacific leaders
so that our statements will be accommodated in the plan, and so that we will be part of this plan from now on and for the rest of the for future. On behalf of the civil society and all the people who have been involved with the opposition plan, I would hand over our statement and say, Fafikai Te Lava.
Malangi, ladies and gentlemen, I must, I fear, be reasonably brief, and I'm sorry if I've kept you waiting, but people seem to keep asking for meetings, and I have to respond to them. But I'm very, very honoured to again provide the link between this body and the forum leaders as they go into their deliberations over the next couple of days. It does seem to me, you know, that in the end, there is not a great deal of distance between the parties who are concerned in this transaction. The reason I say it really is that fundamentally the aims are the same. We are all trying to improve the lives of our people here in the Pacific. Of course, there will be differences of view from time to time about how that is to be achieved, but I do think we have to keep that overall objective in mind. It is most certainly your right, and I would say your responsibility, to be part of this process. And as I said the other day when we were talking together, it's a process that needs to we must continue to work on it. We must continue to refine the ways in which we talk to one another. It struck us as we were conducting our consultations around the region that in many ways we are not particularly good consultants with one another in a range of ways in our countries. That's a whole area in which, in all of our countries, we need to work, we need to concentrate, and of course we need to develop further the ways in which what happens at the regional leadership level connects with what's happening at national and community level. That connection is vital, apart from anything else. Leaving aside what the content of the Pacific Plan may be, it doesn't have a chance of working if those connections are not strong. I will take this, as I did last year, we will provide it to the leaders this evening, and I will again bring it to their attention when they meet in Madang on Wednesday. And I do look forward in a week or two's time when we're back in Suva, when we are going to resume this this consultative process and work out the ways in which the process can be developed so far as the non-state actors are concerned. Once again, thank you very much for the opportunity to come again. I think we are now at the point where this kind of institutional link, where your role in this whole suite of meetings that's conducted in the forum week is very well established, and as I say, we must go forward from here and continue to develop its strength. Thank you very much again.
women's network on against violence against women.
Yeah, that's right.
We will talk to Paris on behalf of all the delegates at this meeting. The other one is better?
This one.
Okay. Thanks, Barry.
Mr. Craig Owen, ladies and gentlemen, I am from Eastern Island in the autonomous region of Bougainville, and I have waited 4 months to come to the nearest town in Bougainville just to have an opportunity to speak with someone in a high office. And I am fortunate that it has been you, because during the whole Bougainville crisis, I have lived in my village on the island. And as a member of the civil society meeting here, I take this privilege of thanking you for giving us the space to talk with you on Saturday and today. With that, thank you very much on behalf of everyone here. Thank you.